Begin your practice of yoga nidra in a comfortable position, arranging your body so that you feel supported for going into a deep state of self-inquiry. Allow your legs to be slightly apart, with your arms away from your body and palms turned upwards. You might place a small pillow under the back of your head to make sure your chin rests below the level of your forehead throughout your practice of yoga nidra, as this supports the thinking mind to relax and be quiet. You may wish to elevate your legs by placing a blanket under your knees to keep your lower back comfortable, and place an eye bag over your eyes to soften the muscles around your eyes and ease tension in your brain. And if you could, after making these necessary adjustments, be even 5 to 10% more comfortable than you are right now, what would you do to bring a deeper sense of ease into your body and mind? Do whatever it is you need to so that you can give yourself this extra little bit of more comfort and ease of being. And should you discover yourself experiencing discomfort at any time during your practice, welcome the discomfort as a messenger. Sometimes discomfort is simply a visitor that is moving through you. But if it lingers, it may be trying to deliver you a message. It may be inviting you to readjust your body in some manner, or inviting you to listen attentively to some whisper of an emotion, thought, or image that is moving to the surface of your attention. Be responsive to all of the messages that arrive during yoga nidra, noticing them with curiosity and openness, rather than reactivity and defense, welcoming them and listening to what they have to say so that you can respond to them in a manner that feels appropriate and harmonious. Allow all of your senses to be wide open, mouth and tasting, ears and hearing, nose and smelling, eyes and seeing, the tactile sensation of your entire body, the tactile feeling of the space all around you. Take your time and allow all of your sensory perceptions to blossom fully into awareness. Suspend thinking and allow all of your sensory perceptions to naturally arise and fall away. Sense the surroundings around you, the entire room around you, the feeling of air that touches and caresses your skin, the sounds that come to your ears and your entire body, smells that come to your nose, colors and images that come to your eyes, the surface that is supporting the weight of your body, allowing each perception to come to you, feeling yourself as an openness of receptivity, sensing the floors, walls, ceiling, taking your time without thinking about what you're sensing, just sensing, simply allowing each and every perception to arise naturally in your awareness, just as it is. And take a few moments now to be aware of your intention that is present for your practice of yoga nidra. There may be an intention to remain awake and alert throughout this practice, or an intention to follow a thought all the way to its completion, into its home ground of pure awareness. Or it may be to be aware of the feeling of your brain as it shifts from one state to another, and to not get caught up in the state that's arising. It may be to inquire into an emotion, belief, or memory that you are working with. There are an infinite number of intentions that can arise as you practice yoga nidra. Take a few moments now to notice and register the intention that you have for your practice today, affirming it not just in words, but deeply feeling it with your entire body. And find now a heartfelt desire that you feel about yourself, someone else, or the world around you. This is a spontaneous desire for health, healing, clarity, or enlightenment. We do not hold our desire for the future, but experience it as a present description of our true state of being, which is always perfect, awake, and whole. Therefore, place your desire in the present tense as an expression of the ultimate truth of this moment. Take a few moments to acknowledge your heartfelt desire as an accomplished statement of truth, which you will reaffirm again at the end of this practice. And now allow the sound of my voice to be the sound of your own voice that is guiding you through your body. As a body part is named, be aware of sensation that is present, but don't change or enhance this sensation in any way. Do not create or imagine anything. Feel the surfaces inside the mouth, front of the mouth, back, floor, ceiling, left side wall, right side wall, the tongue, inside the mouth as an orb of radiant sensation, the ear canals as tunnels filled with sensation, the external ears, the ears inside and out as orbs of radiant sensation, the nose, the sensation of air flowing in and out through the nostrils, the nose as an orb of radiant sensation, the eyes as orbs of sensation radiating in all directions, out in front, to the sides, left and right, back behind the eyes into the brain, the inside of the head as an orb of radiant sensation, radiating into the forehead, crown of the head, back of the head, floor of the cranium. Coalesce all sensation inside the head into an orb of radiant sensation. Back of the neck, throat, the hollow notch at the base of the throat, the hollows of each armpit, left and right, the hollows of each elbow, left and right, the palms of the hands, left and right. Trace a line of sensation down through the throat into the chest. Tactile sensation inside the chest, radiating into all the organs and spaces of the chest. The chest as a vibrant orb of radiant sensation. Sense the cavity of the abdomen as an orb of radiant sensation. Tactile sensation inside the abdomen, radiating into all the organs and spaces of the belly. The abdomen as a vibrant orb of radiant sensation. The pelvis as an orb of sensation. Tactile sensation inside the pelvis, radiating into all the organs and spaces of the pelvis. The pelvis as a vibrant orb of radiant sensation. The hips, left and right. Back of the knees, left knee, right knee, bottom of the feet, left foot and right foot, the feet, legs, and hips as orbs of radiant sensation. Now coalesce all of the sensations throughout the body into one global body feeling, feeling the body as an orb of radiant sensation, radiating out into the space, feeling all around the body, behind, in front, left, right, below, above. Sense the feeling of space all around the body as radiant energy that is touching and caressing the body from all directions. Space radiating into body feeling. Body feeling radiating into space feeling. Feeling them dissolving one into the other. Space feeling and body feeling are one feeling, not two. Only unified global orb radiating and vibrating in all directions simultaneously. And be aware of the breath flowing in and out of the nostrils and the rise and fall of the abdomen with each breath. Begin counting each cycle of inhalation, exhalation, as you simultaneously observe the rise and fall of the belly. Count now, starting at 12, proceeding down to 1. And if you find your mind wandering, return to 12 and begin again with the count. Inhaling 12, exhaling 12, inhaling 11, exhaling 11, and so on at your own pace. Now stop counting and divide the body down the midline into right and left sides. At the top of the next inhale, retain the breath for several seconds while shifting your attention into the left nostril and the left side of the body. During exhalation and inhalation, explore and experience sensation only on the left side of the body. And when you come to the top of the inhalation again, retain the breath for several seconds, then shift attention across the midline into the right nostril and the right side of the body. During exhalation and inhalation, explore and experience sensation only on the right side of the body. And continue breathing and experiencing in this manner, retaining the breath after each inhalation while shifting attention across the midline from one side of the body to its opposite side, from one nostril into the opposite nostril, and then moving into inhalation and exhalation. Though thoughts arise, neither become involved in nor suppress them. Simply note that they are arising in awareness. And continue coordinating your breath with sensing the body on alternate sides of the midline. At the top of the next inhalation, while retaining the breath, Feel both nostrils and join together all of the sensations in both sides of the body as a cohesive orb of radiant sensation. While exhaling, continue feeling the body as a global orb of sensation. Note how you are both within this experience, not separate from it, and you are also aware of this experience, distinct from it. The experience is unfolding in awareness. Now locate the feeling of happiness in the body. You may wish to remember a time when you felt happy to help evoke this feeling of happiness. And then, when feelings of happiness arise, relinquish the memory and retain only the pure emotion of happiness. Feel yourself welcoming the feeling of happiness in the physical body. Now allow a feeling of sadness to rise up in the body. You may wish to remember a time when you felt sad to help evoke this emotion of sadness. And then, when feelings of sadness arise, relinquish the memory and remain only with the pure emotion of sadness. Feel yourself welcoming the feeling of sadness in the physical body. Now come back to embodying and welcoming the experience of happiness. Feel happiness in the physical body. And now return to feelings of sadness. And alternate between these two emotions of happiness and sadness. Embody and welcome first one, then the other. Feelings of happiness, then feelings of sadness. Back and forth, one dissolving into the other. Now embody and feel both happiness and sadness simultaneously. Experience feelings of happiness and sadness at the same time. Experience and welcome these opposite emotions, and feel how doing this acts on the body-mind. Now experience being relaxed. Remember a time when you felt relaxed. Then relinquish the memory and welcome the actual feelings of relaxation. And embody the opposite feeling of being angry. Remember a time when you felt angry. Then relinquish the memory and welcome the actual feeling of anger. Where does angry reside in the body? And now return to feelings of relaxation, noting where you experience relaxation in the body. And alternate between these two emotional states. Embody and welcome first one, then the other. Feeling relaxed, then feeling angry. Back and forth, one dissolving into the other. Now embody and feel both relaxed and angry simultaneously. Experience and welcome these opposite emotions, and feel how doing this acts on the body-mind. And be aware of thoughts that are going on in the mind right now. Allow thoughts and images to spontaneously arise and experience how they evoke sensation and feeling in the body. Don't censor or refuse any thoughts and images. Simply experience their spontaneous arising. And now allow the following images that I call out to appear in your mind's eye, and see how they act upon your body-mind. The sun rising in the morning sky. Birds flying across a clear blue sky. Waves rolling across the ocean. A storm raging at sea. A sandy beach on a warm summer's day. People at war with one another. Yourself, relaxed and at ease, lying on a warm sand beach beneath a clear blue cloudless sky. The moon shining brightly. The flame of a burning candle surrounded by darkness. The body of a dead person lying on the ground. A white flower floating on a still pond. Your body in quiet, serene, tranquil meditation. A raging river filled with debris. Infinite sky, vast and open, completely empty. Allow spontaneous images to arise in your mind, one after the other, taking note of each image and how it acts on your body-mind. Neither refuse nor go into the images. Simply note each thought and image and how it acts on the body-mind. Then allow all imagery to fade away as the mind becomes a blank screen. The body-mind relaxed and empty, waiting. And please allow the following qualities to become your embodied experience. Feel where each quality unfolds as feeling sensation in the body-mind. Willfulness. The feeling of being intentionally willful. Surrender. The feeling when you are surrendered completely to yourself or another. Intimate and vulnerable. The embodied experience when you feel intimate and vulnerable with yourself or another. Peaceful. The feeling of being at peace with yourself or with life just as it is. Love. The feeling of loving yourself or another. Compassion. The feeling of compassion towards yourself or another. Accepting and welcoming. Accepting and welcoming yourself or another just as you are, with no need for anything to be other than it is. The feeling of welcoming each moment, each experience, just as it is. Feel how this welcoming acceptance acts on your body and mind. The feeling of being welcoming. And now locate the feeling of joy in the body. You might recall a memory that evokes joy into your mind and body, an experience with a person or some object or some event that elicits the feeling of joy. And let the memory dissolve, but allow joy to remain in the body. Joy that is independent of objective cause. Experience the pure feeling of uncaused joy permeating and radiating in the body. And be aware of the content of consciousness just as it is, without any need to change or modify your experience. Welcoming everything just as it is. Be aware of being aware. Allow the content of consciousness to refer you back to the awareness that is aware of the content. Be aware of being aware. Now reflect upon the following statements. I have a body, and I am aware of this body. This body experiences different conditions of health and sickness, stress and relaxation. I have a body, and I am aware of this body. This body is an experience unfolding in my awareness. I have a body, and I am more than the experience of this body. I am aware of this body. And become aware of emotions that come and go in the body. And reflect upon the following statement. I have emotions, and I am aware of these emotions. These emotions are experiences unfolding in my awareness. Changing, sometimes contradictory, swinging from love to hatred, from calmness to anger, from joy to sorrow. And yet awareness is constant, aware and unchanging. I have emotions, and I am aware of these emotions. Be aware of your thoughts and how they are constantly changing. And reflect upon the following statement. I have thoughts, I have a mind, but I am more than this mind. I am aware of the changing thoughts that come and go in this mind. I am the awareness that is aware of all these thoughts, and of this mind that is moving and being still. I have a mind, and I am aware of this mind and its changing conditions. Be aware of all the objects in awareness, sensations, feelings, thoughts. Experience how awareness surrounds and pervades them. I experience sensations, feelings, and thoughts. I am not separate from them. Yet all of these are movements within my awareness. I am the one who is aware of them. I am aware and distinct from these movements. I am the one who is aware. And inquire and feel your way into this I am who is aware. Tracing the feeling of I am down from the brain and into the body. Locate and feel the bodily location of I am in the heart center, and rest in the heart as the feeling of I am. Feel the am dissolving so that only the feeling of I resides in the heart. Feel the I thought dissolving into the heart and just be, feeling yourself as a witnessing presence. The subtle, separate witness dissolving. Experiencing yourself being witnessing, where there is no witness, only witnessing. Abiding as pure being, pure witnessing, pure presence. When things arise, simply being with them as they are. When things subside, simply being as presence, knowingly knowing itself, devoid of objects. Being presence with eyes closed. And then, during inhalation, the eyes slowly opening. Being presence. Feeling the world waking up in your awareness as the eyes open. And during exhalation, the eyes slowly closing. The world dissolving in awareness. Being presence with the world dissolved. Several times inhaling, eyes opening, being presence. Exhaling, eyes closing, being presence. When things arise, being presence. When things subside, being presence. Being presence in each moment, whether eyes are open or closed. No judging. Presence is free of judgment. Welcoming everything just as it is. Presence is pure welcoming. Openly receiving everything just as it is. Everything unfolding just as it is. Being presence as a radiant orb that is open in all directions, whether eyes are open or closed. And then, when exhaling, experience the eyes closing and being presence with eyes closed. and call upon your heartfelt desire that you experienced at the beginning of this practice of Yoga Nidra. Feel it reverberate throughout the body-mind as an accomplished statement of truth in this moment. Being presence in which this heartfelt desire is arising and unfolding. Begin now the process of reorienting to your eyes open state of waking mind. Inhaling, the eyes slowly opening, and being for a moment without moving eyes or body, simply being the presence that you are. Sense the world within and around this body as not separate from you. And feel yourself being aware of and therefore distinct from the world that is unfolding. Being the presence that you are that is not separate, yet is aware of. Sense how in the morning the world wakes up in you in awareness, in the presence that you are. And at night see how the body and the world fall asleep in the presence that you are, and dreams wake up in you, in awareness, in the presence that you are. Presence that is always awake and alert, whether the waking and dreaming worlds are present or absent. Yoga Nidra is the experience of being awake in the presence that you are, in all states of waking, dreaming, and dreamless sleep. Then Yoga Nidra integrates seamlessly into the fabric of your waking day and dreaming night. Presence is always calling itself to itself. Feel yourself responding to this call to be awake as the presence that you are in every moment. And now feel the body beginning to move, perhaps stretching hands and feet, wiggling fingers and toes, turning onto one side, resting for a few moments, taking your time before returning back to the eyes open, fully alert and wide awake state of being. Thank you for taking this time for the practice of Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra is a service of love you provide for yourself and for all others. It mentors us into the understanding that all is one. Whenever we serve ourselves, we are serving all others. And whenever we serve another, we are serving ourselves. Thank you. This completes this session of Yoga Nidra.